Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress may soon take up gun violence. We've got the story.
Three people arrested after crime spree in northwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A possible kidnapping was averted on a Derby Elementary playground. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Roddy Price. Could Wichita ban single-use plastic bags? That story is just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A dry and quiet start to the morning for us across south-central Kansas, but sunny, windy, and warm weather is in store this afternoon. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Democrats in Congress are pressing ahead on legislative responses to mass shootings as Republicans wait on word from the White House.
The House Judiciary Committee is advancing a series of bills like red flag laws, caps on high-capacity magazines, and barring people convicted of hate crimes from obtaining firearms.
We must approach this issue with a range of solutions and with a sense of urgency.
Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler is also urging Senate Republicans to vote on H.R. 8, a House-passed measure expanding background check requirements. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it a stunt.
Calling on us to pass a bill the president has already said he's going to veto.
McConnell says he wants a solution that can become law with the president's signature, and the White House is considering proposals. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There were multiple crime scenes in West Wichita late yesterday morning involving three suspects and multiple stolen vehicles. Police were alerted to the presence of a stolen white Jeep SUV in northwest Wichita. Officer Paul Cruz says that stolen car was in the drive-through lane of the McDonald's at 21st and Amadon.
When the officers arrived, they attempted to take the suspects into custody. The driver of this suspect vehicle, or the stolen vehicle, actually drove at one of our officers. The officers fired several rounds at the vehicle. The suspects continued northbound to the area of Meridian and 29th Street, where the vehicle crashed.
One woman was arrested at that location, but two male suspects escaped, carjacking an elderly woman and man in a Honda CRV and taking that car. Law enforcement ended up pursuing one of the suspects. He was apprehended southwest of Wichita near K-42 and 55th Street South. The doors were locked at McLean Elementary, Cloud Elementary, and Pleasant Valley Elementary and Middle Schools while the search went on for a third suspect, and that suspect was later arrested. One of the suspects did suffer an injured arm.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted kidnapping.
It happened Tuesday afternoon outside of Winetier Elementary in the Derby School District. USD 260 security officer Matt Liston tells KSN News no one was injured and the suspect left the school in a stolen truck but was caught after crashing into a gate at McConnell Air Force Base.
Several of the adults that were on the playground saw what was going on, actually did a very good job, and immediately went over to that person, kind of put themselves between that person and students that were on the playground.
The suspect was arrested on suspicion of kidnapping, criminal threat, and battery. The Exploited and Missing Children's Unit is also investigating. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Several people spoke to the Wichita City Council yesterday, asking the council to consider a ban on single-use plastic bags.
Four out of the five speakers discussed the issue in the public agenda portion of the meeting. The group was headlined by former councilmember LaVonta Williams, who explained why action is necessary.
Plastic bags are every place in our community, and they are a hazard to our environment.
Mrs. Williams urged the formation of a task force to consider a ban on single-use plastic bags by February 2020. Councilmember Brandon Johnson was open to the idea.
I would love to continue this conversation and see if we can get some more businesses in having that.
There's no word from city leaders on when a task force may be formed. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita man has been charged with second-degree murder after beating another man so badly that he later died from his injuries. 35-year-old Stephen Speakman appeared in court Tuesday, charged with the beating death of 33-year-old Haley Collins. On August 21st, Speakman and Collins got into an argument and fight in a Dillon's parking lot near 21st Street North and Rock Road. Collins died later at a hospital. Speakman is held on $250,000 bond. His next court appearance is scheduled for September 19th.
A couple in Missouri apparently extra lucky when it comes to the lottery.
Maryland and Jimmy Lovelace matched 4 out of 5 numbers drawn along with the Powerball in the September 4th Powerball drawing. That earned them a cool $50,000 prize. Not a bad little payday, but nothing compared to what they pulled off back in 2007. That's when the couple won a $3.7 million lotto jackpot. By the way, Wednesday's Powerball jackpot, an estimated $50 million. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs making a move at wide receiver, and we'll discuss that coming up in sports.
Apple introduces the next generation of its products. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wichita State athletes, law enforcement, food, and fun, shocks, cops, fire, and kids 2019 is coming up Saturday, September 28th on the WSU campus at Coke Arena. Police Sergeant Jeff Swanson is with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
Parents that are interested in having their children attend can go to ssc.sedgwickcounty.org/shocks, cops, and kids. There is no cost associated with this. It's a great event. It's a lot of fun for the kids, and we look forward to seeing everybody on September 28th.
All attendees get free refreshment, lunch, and T-shirts. It's for youth grades 3 through 8. And this is the 15th annual Shocks, Cops, Fire, and Kids event at WSU.
It's that time of year again. Apple introducing the next generation of its products.
iPad 7 and Apple Watch 5 were introduced. The new Apple Arcade will be available in the App Store this month. The big announcement was the next generation iPhone. Here's CEO Tim Cook.
The new iPhone 11 with its new dual camera system, powerful A13 chip.
That chip, combined with the triple camera feature on the iPhone 11 Pro, makes for higher quality pictures and videos, according to Senior VP of Marketing Phil Schiller.
It is computational photography mad science. It is way cool.
The Pro starts at $1,000. The Pro Max starts at $1,100. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A federal court strikes down Montana's law barring political robocalls.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that Montana's law prohibiting the calls is a violation of the First Amendment's free speech protections. Montana passed its anti-robocall law in 1991, the same year the Federal Telephone Consumer Protection Act became effective. The law bars political robocalls to mobile devices without prior consent, but it does allow them to landline phones. The Montana law called for a $2,500 fine for any robocall related to a political campaign, as well as calls that aim to sell a good or service, solicit information, or gather data. The ruling means Montana voters could receive more automated calls as the 2020 elections approach. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic here in the Wichita area looking and moving along pretty well out there so far. There are some areas of some fairly heavy traffic out there, including right around that north junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96, but at the moment not seeing any traffic slowdowns out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS News. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. I'm looking at the our radar here. Okay, this is Weather Center radar, and I'm not seeing a lot on there. It's kind of
difference. Difference from yesterday. Yeah, not seeing any raindrops this morning. No downpours. No nothing. And that means it looks like everybody should have a pretty smooth commute out there. If there's anything weather-related going on, it may be due to the winds. And I say that because a lot of the semis that are rolling through Kansas, you know, they can typically have trouble on days like today. So therefore, I've really been telling everybody all morning long, just make sure that you're keeping both hands on the wheel and still keeping both eyes on all the traffic out there, just because those winds could get gusty at times as we go through the day. Right now, though, things are just a little bit breezy out there, but those winds are, of course, going to pick up as we go through the day. And that's what's also going to help us warm back up all the way up to 91 degrees, too. So for our Wednesday, Steve, bottom line, it's just going to be another warm, windy day, 91 for a high, south winds at 15 to 25. But we could see those gusts top out 35, maybe even up to 40 briefly. Yeah, it's going to be pretty gusty out there today. Partly cloudy skies, though, so able to get a little bit more sunshine than yesterday, especially since it's going to stay dry. Partly cloudy skies tonight, only a 10% chance of a shower storm with an approaching cold front. And those winds are still going to be howling, too, out of the south at 10 to 25. Once we get into Thursday, this is one of the days that we've been talking about that we want everybody to be ready for. It's going to hold a better chance of showers and storms, some of which could be strong to severe, mainly once we get into the afternoon and evening. Now, I can't rule out a little bit of wet weather in the morning, but what's going to happen is that cold front continues to push east. Once we get into the afternoon, later on in the day, those storms are going to kind of fire back up and flare back up, and that's where we'll get that severe threat from all the way into the evening hours. And it's also going to cool us down, though. 86 degrees for a high tomorrow. Just please make sure that you're staying weather aware, especially during the second part of the day. And once we get into Friday, the cool down continues. 85 degrees, storm chance going down to 10%. And then back up to 20 once we get into Friday night, Saturday. The start of our weekend, though, it's not going to be a washout. We'll just have that slim rain chance kind of follow us into our weekend. And then dry by Sunday, but back up to 90 degrees. So we've still got some warm September days ahead. Right now, we're at 72 degrees, just a few clouds out there. A little bit humid, too, with those dew points still in the middle 60s. With a south wind at 10 miles an hour, so just breezy and warm to start our Wednesday.
High-profile vehicles, that's what we call those ones that, you know, can get blown a little bit by the...
Yeah.
And you got not only semis, but anybody with a large SUV out there on the highway, you can get thrown around a little bit with the south wind like that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you mentioned that. High-profile vehicles, you know, kind of throws that umbrella over all those larger vehicles. But, yeah, just keep both hands on the wheel today. Make sure that you're keeping an eye on things just because of those winds.
That's good advice every day, though. All right.
This is true.
Thank you, Ron L. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:15 now with Steve and Ted. Yesterday's high temperature, by the way, in Wichita was 91 degrees, normal high for the date is 85. The man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan is interested in getting a job in the music industry, possibly in California. That's what a lawyer for 64-year-old John Hinckley Jr. told a judge at a court hearing Tuesday in Washington, but a prosecutor said that would give the government great pause. Hinckley spent decades living at a psychiatric hospital in Washington after being found not guilty by reason of insanity in Reagan's 1981 shooting. U.S. District Judge Paul L. Friedman has gradually allowed him more freedom and in 2016 allowed him to begin living at his mother's home in Williamsburg, Virginia. Hinckley currently lives under a set of conditions, including regular visits with mental health professionals. But Friedman said Tuesday he believes some of those conditions can be loosened. Oh, well, okay. He almost killed President Reagan, and, well, I guess that's a way to handle it. I don't know. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity, and now he's getting his treatment and hasn't caused any problems that we know of since that time. But what an interesting time that was when President Reagan was shot. Every time I think about that, I think about the fact that, you know, we kept getting these updates that, it's not that bad, it's not that bad. And then we find out, like, months later, that Reagan had a bullet almost in his lung, almost in his heart. I mean, it was really, really close.
Yep, another inch.
Yeah.
And that would have been it.
We really didn't get the full story till weeks and weeks later. And that's kind of amazing. But anyway.
Of course, poor old Jim Brady.
Yeah.
The worst of that day.
Yeah. Jim Brady. Oh, that's awful. All right. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning on this Wednesday morning as the Kansas City Royals back in action on the diamond last night.
Yeah, after that, and of course, the Chiefs are making moves this week. You got all sorts of things going on. The Chiefs, in fact, made a wide receiver move off the field this week. One of the familiar names, DeAnthony Thomas, is back on the roster. He's a guy that, of course, broke his leg last season. And then on the offseason, he got arrested for drug paraphernalia and marijuana charges, and he had to serve a one-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. It's all been taken care of. DeAnthony Thomas is now back and ready to play, and he is now back on the active roster. Got to make room for him, though. The Chiefs did release another receiver, former Kansas State Wildcat Byron Pringle, gets released yesterday by the Chiefs. They're hoping he clears waivers and maybe get him signed to the practice squad, but somebody might claim him. Who knows? But Kansas State receiver Byron Pringle is now looking for work, and we'll see if anyone claims him off waivers. But you got DeAnthony Thomas now at your disposal as part of the Chiefs' offense. Some other baseball news, you mentioned the Kansas City Royals back at it after a day off. The Royals on the south side of Chicago starting a three-game series with the White Sox, and it was a home run fest in this one. The White Sox won the game 7-3. All 10 runs in this game were scored because of home runs. The Royals hit three home runs, but they were all solo home runs, so three runs. The White Sox also hit three home runs, but runners on base, including a grand slam in the bottom of the first innings.
Yep.
That's how the White Sox got more runs. 7-3 was the final score.
Let's start off with a grand slam in the first inning.
Yeah, you give up a grand. You're already down 4-1. You're like,
okay.
And the Royals did not recover from that.
Uh-uh.
Back-to-back losses for the Royals on dog night on the south side of Chicago. 15,000 people were there and 1,200 dogs.
Okay.
So, the Royals and the White Sox play again tonight on the south side of Chicago. A 7:15 game this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM. 97.5 FM. And a little minor league baseball news. Congratulations to the Brooklyn Cyclones, a single-A affiliate with the New York Mets, as they win the New York Penn League championship last night, franchise's first ever outright title. And one of the guys winning a championship with the Brooklyn Cyclones, former Wichita State Shocker Luke Ritter, who did have a hit in every game in the championship series, batted 364 in the championship series, in fact, for Brooklyn. And just think, Luke Ritter started out the spring playing for Wichita State. A couple of months ago, he's drafted in the seventh round by the Mets. And then he helps his team win the single-A title
good
in the New York
him.
Penn League.
Wow.
Luke Ritter having an interesting year.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, the bench coach for the Brooklyn Cyclones is a former Wichita Wrangler, Indy Chavez, a guy that had a long career in the big leagues. So the Brooklyn Cyclones win the New York Penn League in the minor leagues. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Teamsters president not pleased with some Democrat candidates' ideas. You're going to hear about that coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.